Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I do want to congratulate, for the second consecutive year, the owner of Lord Stanley's Cup, the Florida Panthers.
Did we? Anybody watch?
I watched a little bit.
Yeah.
I was checking in a little bit. My nephew, my brother-in-law, my sister to a degree, they're big Panther fans.
I watched the first couple of games, maybe the first three. At least paid attention to what was happening.
The games are awesome early.
And then I just lost interest.
Did you?
I don't know why.
I think I know why. So I'm watching it because I care about my brother-in-law and nephew. And I'm like, let's see if they could have a dynasty. I've never seen any of my teams win a championship. Right. Maybe they'll get a dynasty. So I'm curious. I was finding myself rooting for them. Not passionately. Like, I wasn't losing sleep when they lost. I think the problem you ran into is that you stopped caring who would win. Mm. So while the games are entertaining, at the end of the day, you're not losing any sleep if the Edmonton Oilers are winning.
That's a great point.
Or the Florida Panthers.
And then I just lose track of when the next game is, and then I don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
You're right.
But Sean, would you like to congratulate my nephew, Gavin? Big Panther fan, diehard his entire life. He's now seen two straight championships. Go ahead.
If Gavin was over the age of 22, I'd say, screw you, Gavin.
But he's a bitch kid. New York Ranger fan.
No, it's ridiculous. Why does Gavin get two straight championships? I mean, you know how insulting that is to some of us that pour our heart out into these teams? Gavin just walks into two rings? It's insulting to everybody who's poured their heart into watching games. And then, furthermore, you know what really pissed me off last night in our 3 minutes we'll do on hockey?
Yeah.
It's one thing for a team with 16 fans to win back-to-back Stanley Cups, the hardest cup to win. It's one thing for that to happen. Could you imagine your team playing for a championship and your feet are up and you're leading 5-0 before the other team even scores a goal late that matters? The idea, and I'm going to call them this, these pigs down in Florida who don't care, get a second championship in a row where they're like, oh, whatever, we lose, we'll go to the beach the next day. We win the cup. Oh, they get to live that life. But they also don't even sweat in the determining game. You know what, Gavin? Good for you. Enjoy your parade. Enjoy everything that's given to you as a kid that you don't have to sweat out any kind of championship. Whatever. I'm over it.
How old were you when the Rangers won the Cup in 94?
7 years old. Made me fall in love with sport. Yankees ripped off a dynasty at 9, 10, 11 years old.
Thank you. Thank you.
Giants and Nets went to a couple championships.
I rest my case.
But Gavin, you want to become me? A spoiled brat that screams when Volpe swings at a first pitch because I'm not getting my way? You don't want to be me, Gavin. I hate being me.
You are so spoiled.
I am.
I didn't even realize it until you just ran through all those.
Tiki, I had everything on sports handed. I thought sports were easy. Now I can't. I pout and cry if we lose to the Angels.
Well, that's the
pathetic.
That's the warning to young Gavin. Mm. The warning is this feels easy.
Right.
It may not be easy. And the proof that it may not be easy are guys like me and Tommy, who are still, well, you're a Giant fan, so I can't even include you, bro, because you got two. All right, me.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's think of other people around here.
Wow.
Gio. Sal, they have nothing. We have nothing. Different teams, some of the same, obviously the Mets, but zero championships. So let it be a warning. That's all it is, but you should be happy for him. He is you. He's got two titles before he's eight.
I'm not happy for him. It's been 31, whatever, how many years. I'm dying for another Ranger Cup. All these runs. And this kid, who's been, with all due respect, great kid, he's just learned how to not pick his nose. He gets to go to a second parade? Screw that.
Anyhow, congratulations to the Florida Panthers on winning the Stanley Cup. I did get a vibe watching the ending, and then my brother-in-law was sending me videos of people celebrating. There's something missing from the celebration. Like, it's not us. Put it that way.
What do you mean? They're just like, eh.
It's not, it's more like, oh, this is cool, as opposed to...
You talking about the fans and the stands or the players?
No, not the players, the fans. The fans feel as if...
Because they don't really care, probably.
They care, but it's like caring, like, oh, that's really cool. If the Rangers or the Islanders or the Devils win a Stanley Cup, there will be freaking tears falling down people's eyes.
Were there people in the streets?
They were very, like, whatever about it, though. Like, we won, cool.
Is it... Where was it? Was it
Sunrise.
It was in Sunrise last night.
Yes.
Isn't that on a Indian reservation or right next to it or something like that?
It's the Everglades, right?
It's next to the Everglades. I went to a game, actually, this season. Yeah.
So there's no, like, where to go out and be on the street. Yeah, we want. Like, there's none of that.
No, it's big parking lot. Eaten by an alligator.
Yeah. That's true.
Right.
It just felt like I'm happy for them, but it was very, like, this is cool. Versus if any of our teams win a championship, it's going to be like, oh, my God, I've met Jesus.
But you know what I mean? Yeah, I think that's flawed across the board. They care about one sport, college football. If the Rays ever won, if the Marlins win again, if the Heat win again, they're kind of like indifferent.
Here's where I'll disagree with you, and I can't believe I'm saying this about a franchise I despise so much. I think if the Dolphins win a Super Bowl, at that parade, there will be some people where you will look into their eyes and say, whoa, they went through it.
If, and it's a big if, probably the biggest if in sports, if the Dolphins win a Super Bowl, there will be a bigger celebration in New York than in Miami.
Well, that's true. There are a lot of Dolphin fans up here, but I think that the pain that they've gone through is so real and so long-standing that I don't think it will be what I witnessed with the Panther fan or even the Heat fan years ago, where it's like, ah, this is cool.
It's Emirant Bank Arena?
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful arena.
Yeah. Yeah, like right across the way is a reservation.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Muskogee? McCosicky Reservation? Yeah, it's a reservation.
Very nice.
It's a massive Indian reservation.
There you go. I didn't know that. Well, now we do know that.
Now we do.
Good for that.
We'll let you know about if Yankee fans truly did boo Aaron Judge coming up in the next 5 minutes. But let's get to some of your phone calls, including Chris in Bayshore, who feels he was unfairly attacked yesterday. What did we attack you for, Chris? Please remind me.
Yeah, well, I was the one that took your side, Evan, with the Volpe thing, and Sean got all over me a little bit. So.
Yes. Well, he's unhinged. He's unhinged, Chris. Like, when people disagree with him, he does a lot of name-calling and whining like a big baby.
I want to step up. I want to apologize. I didn't. He could certainly think that Volpe was wrong without the fact that he may never have taken a competitive at-bat. So I want to apologize for that. But he did really get all over me. That's true. Without a doubt.
Chris, just to clear the air, okay, we actually share a town. I'm a Bayshore resident. Did you ever take a competitive at-bat, like, in college? Like, where are you getting off with the competitive at-bat thing?
No, yeah, actually, I played for your ex coworker Rick Wolf at Mercy. So,
With all due respect, Mercy doesn't count either. But thank you for the
question. We were pretty good at the time, and Rick was a tremendous coach. He was, he was the best. But no, absolutely. My whole thing with Volpe's thing was he's looking to do damage there, and that pitch was, for a while, a pitch that looked like he could drive, and then as a hitter, he kind of played to his weakness on that outside part with him pulling off and stuff. So that was my point. So I just wanted to clear the air, like you said, with the whole Bayshore thing. We gotta stick together.
All right, Chris, here's what I'll tell you. If the Yankees make a World Series, you call back up, I'll invite you over my house, you can watch a game, have a beer, right?
Kumbaya.
In the pool.
Kumbaya.
In October,
In October, because it's going to be hot, because it's freezing still now.
Would you take that trade-off where it's hot in October, even though it's cold in June? I don't want that trade-off.
I don't want that because I like football weather to be crisp.
Exactly.
I don't like football weather to be hot.
I agree with you. Like, warm weather in October drives me nuts. That's not what football and baseball playoffs are supposed to be like.
Agreed.
Dean is in Rocky Point. What's up, Dean?
What's happening, fellas?
All's good.
Yo.
I'm just calling about Soto. Let's face facts. Soto was in a tough spot, but he's a Major League Baseball player. He's been playing baseball all his life. He's got to know that he's got to go far enough to make second base if it's ruled a ball that's not caught, and if it's ruled a catch, he's not so far that he can get back to first base. And he's got to wait for the umpire to make the call.
Right.
Now, if the umpire never makes a call, or if he makes a call so egregiously late that he hangs Soto out to dry, that's where Mendy comes out, and Mendy says, listen, my guy would have made second, my guy would have made first, depending on the ruling, and then the umpires are going to have to get together, and if the guy was late with his call, they're going to put Soto where he belongs.
But they're not, because Mendy yesterday went out, and he admitted this after the game, he went out to speak to the umpires and say, hey, you were late on the call. And you know what they said? No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And what's Mendy supposed to do? I guess he could have gotten run if you want to see him get thrown out of a game, which is a rare occurrence. So they weren't going to do that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the call was, I don't want to say it was egregiously late. It was slightly late.
Right.
And it put Juan Soto in that tough spot where he is at that halfway mark. And he's waiting to see the call to know what to do. And finally, when the umpire puts his arm up, the signal, hey, that was caught cleanly by Acuna, it's too late. And Acuna makes a perfect throw, and now he's out. Scott's in Jackson, New Jersey. Hey, Scott.
How you doing, guys? Well, again, I got a problem with the Alvarez still being behind the plate. Mm-hmm. Again, another pass ball. Couldn't figure out what to run right at the player like any little leaguer would know how to do. Torrens has got to be the primary guy going forward. I only want to see if Alvarez isn't going to hit, he serves us no purpose. Todd Zeal even said he's actually regressing his catching, which I didn't even think was possible. But the other point I have to make on David Peterson, two of his last three starts, Mendoza took him out of the game. Let him fight through it. They don't let pitchers fight through anything. Like, he was dominating last night. His pitch count was low. I'd really see him go in there and then bring in a reliever. Let's see if he can figure it out.
You're in the minority here. So you're saying that even after Peterson gives up the base hit to Acuna, and now the Braves have the tying run at the plate, you wanted another batter for David Peterson?
What? His pitch count was low.
two starts ago, he took him out with a low pitch count as well. And it's they not, wound up losing
but,
the game.
But at that point, Scott, it's not about the pitch count. Like, yeah. 93, sure, it's reasonable. It's about the fact that he just walked the ninth place hitter and gave up a base hit to Acuna. And now you've got Alex Verdugo coming up, who he hasn't seen yet, who's coming up as a pinch hitter. Obviously, maybe he wouldn't have come up as a pinch hitter if Petey stays
in. Right, your third time through, so everybody's seen you.
But you also
know the plan. Like, yeah.
But you also have a fresh bullpen. Like, Reed Garrett hasn't pitched in a while, and he's pitched to a sub-1 ERA.
And by the way, Reed did a great job until the last out.
Well, sort of. He gave up the base hit to Verdugo to load the bases up, and then he did a great job. I disagree about keeping Peterson even longer. I haven't heard that one. Usually it's David should have either come out after the seven, or once he walked Nick Allen, the ninth place hitter, he needed to come out. I wasn't against Peterson starting the eighth inning. After the walk, I hesitated, but I was still okay giving him a shot to get Acuna Jr. out. At that point, you have to trust that Reed Garrett, who's pitched to a sub-1 ERA, is going to be able to get three outs without giving up three runs. And unfortunately, that's not what happened. So I disagree. Peterson should have pitched longer. I think clearly once two guys get on base, you've got to make that move. Paul is in Weehawken. What's up, Paul?
Yeah, hey, guys. I'm here with my fiance, Sean, and I don't know if you remember, but we invited you to our wedding, which is coming up this Saturday.
That's right.
Now, Evan, now, Evan, I know you're busy, at least in the morning at Fanatics Fest, and I can't blame you for recording Rico there. It's probably a better payday that you get at our wedding, but nevertheless, wanted to see if you guys were planning on making it, if we need to order a couple more plates.
Tiki, are you free on Saturday to go to Paul and Sean's wedding?
Unfortunately, my niece or my niece is moving into the city, and I'm going to dinner with my son.
There you go. Well, we do appreciate the invite because we did get the invitation. I feel bad because we never RSVP, and I hate those people that don't RSVP on a wedding invitation.
You never RSVP.
I did.
Did you RSVP?
I didn't get invited.
He just said he invited you.
Oh, I didn't see that on the invitation.
I don't think Sean was actually ever invited, to be honest with you.
Really? Did he say Sean?
No, his fiance's name is Sean. Her name is Sean.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I feel bad because I didn't RSVP, though I thought I RSVP'd on the air. Didn't we say, I looked at the date, unfortunately, I can't make it?
Yeah.
I thought I said that. But as Tommy will tell you, usually I'll give you a big present. So maybe I'll send them a nice present. What should I send them, Met tickets or Yankee tickets?
They're Mets fans.
Oh, they're Mets fans?
Isn't that how they found you?
No, they listen to the show. They could be Yankee fans.
I feel like the invitation had something.
Yeah, it's right on Evan's desk. I could go run and get it.
Can you go run and get it?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Yeah, go get the invitation.
I remember this distinctly. They had a website that had said go to here. Or
whatever. Right.
And part of their wedding pictures, I believe they were both in Mets jerseys.
Yes. Perfect. You know what I'm going to do? I don't know if this is going to make it feel better. I'm going to send them Met tickets. That's like a good wedding present,
that's
right?
That's a great wedding present.
Is that a good wedding present?
That is a good wedding present.
Okay. I'm going to give him a good game, too. What's a good game? What's an appropriate opponent? Because I feel like if I give him the Marlins,
Braves.
I'm sort of cheaping out.
You're going to be away for the Subway Series,
Braves.
Jeff.
Subway Series?
You're going to be away. You don't need to make any money on those tickets. It's bad enough you know RSVP's people's
those
wedding.
Those were gone like 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
If I gave Mets Yankee tickets, that is like a really nice wedding present.
Give him the Braves.
All right, I'll give him a Brave game. Hold on, Tommy is giving us the invitation that we got. Here it says, Sean and Paul, they're getting married Saturday, June 21st. Tonight, I'm going to have myself a really good time. It's a picture of them. They're a beautiful couple.
Right, but you went to the website. That's when we saw the Mets gear.
Oh, okay.
The Mets gear.
All right, I'm going to send them Mets tickets.
Nice.
You think that makes up for the fact that we're not going to the wedding?
No.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
Tiki says, no, you got to send dead presidents, at least in my world.
What?
You got to send some cash.
We don't know them.
What does that have to do with anything?
Why would I send them
people
cash?
Don't know me. If I put my Venmo account on the air, I'd get a lot of money for it. People, you know,
you
they
think
like
you
to...
really would.
Yeah, I think so. You said, oh, Tommy needs money for a trip or something. I wouldn't do that. I'm just joking. But I think you send them tickets, and then you give them a little bit of cash for spending money at the game.
So I'm looking at their pictures. First of all, beautiful couple. You know what's great about these people? At least she. Because I see what she's wearing.
Yeah.
She is a Brooklyn Nets fan.
Oh, boy.
Maybe that was it.
So is he. They're both Nets fans. He is wearing a Keith Hernandez shirt, so he's a Met fan. And she is wearing what appears to be a New York Jets jersey. So this looks like my dream couple in terms of fandom.
Right.
Now, I'm a season ticket holder for all of those teams. Should I give them one of each?
Yeah. That's great. The trifecta. Here's a net game. Here's a jet game. Here's a Met game. Congrats. Have a happy life.
You know what? That's a win right
That's
there.
That's a win.
It don't matter if you give them a Marlin game. Who cares? You give them three games.
You're right. I can downgrade the opponent now because I'm going to give them one of each. Is it okay if I give them a Jet preseason game? Or is that crossing the line?
When are you going to be less likely to go?
Preseason.
Regular season. Early or late?
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't dictated my schedule yet. Don't think of me. I don't know yet. It's really up to my wife and when she wants to go to American Dream. Because my game plan for the 1 o'clock games this season is that I'm going to bring them to American Dream, and I'll take one of my boys with me over to MetLife Stadium to watch the Jets. That's my strategy for 2025.
Do you really need, you know, the Mets will be playing deep in October. October 19th, 1 o'clock home game versus the Panthers. I think you could send this couple.
That's probably a good one.
Yeah. If you're confident, is that going to be a hot seller?
You're kind of right, though, about the Metsies, too. If I believe the Mets are playing deep into October,
right,
there's no chance I go to that game. All right. I'm going to give them a Jet game, a Mets game, and a Nets game.
From all of us.
Yeah. By the way, give them Nets-Cavs, because I've seen enough of those games with you. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Right.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you very much for inviting us to your wedding. They have been now shut out for 29 consecutive innings, and they've done it against some very mediocre pitching against Boston and now Anaheim. And during that stretch, going back to Friday night against the Red Sox, so over the course of this five-game losing streak, Aaron Judge is 2-for-19 with a home run. Obviously, the home run was very memorable.
Right.
It was the game-tying shot off Garrett Crochet, but that's his only extra base hit. And he's only had two hits during this stretch. 2-for-19, one home run, two walks, an OPS of 454. Obviously, he has been dreadful along with everybody else. So last night, in the bottom of the eighth inning, Aaron Judge struck out to end the bottom of the eighth inning. And if you don't recall, we'll play this from you, courtesy of the Yes Network. It sure sounded like Yankee fans were making believe it was October and booing Aaron Judge. Let's take a listen.
And down goes Judge. He strikes out for the third time tonight. And the Yankees go down in order. Some boos in the crowd as we go to the ninth.
Boos in the crowd, as called out by Yankee play-by-play voice Michael Kay. After the game, Aaron Boone was appropriately asked, hey, what'd you think of the crowd booing Aaron Judge?
Not scoring in an inning, it's the last guy to not score. So I don't think it's anything towards Judge.
So his thinking is, it was not booing Aaron Judge, it was booing the fact that the bottom of the eighth inning ended and the Yankees didn't score a run.
Even if it was booing Aaron Judge, who cares? I mean, it's what you do when you stink, or it's what happens to you when you stink. It doesn't mean that they hate Aaron Judge. You don't want him to be a Yankee anymore. It's just the team stinks right now, and you're the most high-profile player, and you haven't been good.
I think the issue would be Aaron Judge leads the league in every single category and is hitting .372 with a 1,200 OPS. So I think while you're right, Aaron has had a tough stretch. I think booing Aaron Judge in the middle of a .372, 1,200 OPS season, that'd be a little rough if that was the case. Yes.
It is what it is, man.
What have you done for me lately?
100%. You took the words right out of my mouth, Sean. What have you done for me lately?
More importantly,
what have you done for me today?
Wow.
See, this is what a real fan base does, Evan. We don't go, but what if the ball was trapped off the wall? Please excuse my star player. You guys can't criticize him. We look at a guy who's the American League MVP and go, you're part of a collective lineup right now that is doing something unexcusable. We are booing.
Be better.
That's it.
So you guys think it was Aaron Judge being booed?
No. Well, here's the thing. It was, but it wasn't. It was a frustration from the Yankee crowd at the collective, I can't believe we're about to get shut out again. You didn't accomplish anything. But Judge is part of that. I think if that was LeMahieu making a last out, the same boos would have rained down. So Judge is getting booed, but he's not getting booed. Like, he's still a part of the culprit of the problem.
Would you have booed Aaron Judge last night if you were there?
In that eighth inning, I would have booed in the seventh, absolutely. So, yes, I would have booed in that spot.
But you would be booing everybody, not specifically Judge.
Right. But my point is, it's not like they're going to stop when Judge makes that last out and go, make sure we only boo the eight other guys. No, Judge is a part of it, too. He's not hitting either.
I get you. But for Judge, it's really a small sample size of not hitting. I mean, the guy's leading the league in average on-base, slugging, OPS, RBIs, base hits, OPS plus, like everything. Like
does he get standing ovations and curtain calls and all that too? So why can't he get booed when the going gets bad?
Look, you can do whatever you want. I'm not going to sit here and tell you shouldn't do this or you can't do this.
And we are.
Well, I'm telling you it's absurd to boo Aaron Judge. I'm not telling you you shouldn't do it. If you're booing Aaron Judge, like if you booed him last night, specifically him, not just the Yankee offense, you're like, yeah, I'd pay you a lot of money. You suck. You struck out. I think you're nuts. I think you're Marashian if you did that. That's all I'm saying. And I can't believe you're on his side, Teague.
I'm speaking this from an athlete perspective who's experienced getting boos, even when you're having a good season.
But you weren't being booed when you were having good seasons.
Oh, yeah.
No way. You got booed in 2006, 2005?
I got booed in 2001 and 2.
Well, it wasn't as good as 2005 and 2006.
Yeah, but they were pretty damn good.
Right. And also think about what leads to getting booed, Evan. I'm going to put yourself... Right now, there are people in the car heading to Yankee Stadium tonight. Yeah. People were heading there 24 hours ago listening to us. You get in the car. You pay to park the car. You go in. You're saying to yourself, man, we haven't scored in a couple days. The Angels were facing Kyle Hendricks, second worst ERA in the AL. We're gonna score some runs tonight. It's a foggy, misty, miserable night. You're sitting through it, and you're seeing just bad at-bat after bad at-bat. Again, the same stuff you saw on TV. Don't you think you get to the eighth inning, and it doesn't matter who the hell is there. I don't care if Aaron Judge is the star of the team, and your frustrations pour out in a very sane, safe way in booing the crap out of him?
Are you going to tonight's game?
Working on that right now, my wife.
If you go to tonight's game, are you going to stand up and boo Aaron Judge if he strikes out with guys on base?
Are we getting shut out in the eighth inning?
If it's the first inning.
Again, I'm going to go back to circumstance, man. Not in the first inning. I'll give the first inning.
So he strikes out with a guy on base in the first inning, no boos.
No.
Leaves the bases loaded in the fifth inning. You booing him?
Yes.
Wow.
Are we up 9-0 at that point? Then no, of course not.
No, you're down 4-1. You're off the snide. You scored a run, but you're losing in the game 4-1.
And it feels like the offense is just very limp again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm booing.
Jeez.
It's enough. Something's got to be woken up here.
I'm not going to lecture you. I'm just saying, wow, okay, I just wanted that out there. People now can decide how they feel about you and how they feel about their fellow Yankee fans. That's crazy.
Not to pin fan bases. One fan base just cares a little more and expects more from the players. The other makes excuses for
it. That's the way it is. That's not true because Met fans were booing Juan Soto this season. Now, I wasn't doing it. I'm not a booer. But Met fans were booing him, so don't act like Met fans don't boo. They did plenty of booing.
And what happened when they did boo Juan Soto? What did the other part of the Met fan base come at? They tried to cover up and act like it didn't happen.
I covered it up?
Not you. Everything's personal.
Because I am the one who said I didn't hear any boos. And you said, are you deaf? So I remember the conversation. I wasn't trying to cover anything up. I was being honest about what I heard and didn't hear.
There are some times, I think, with the Met fan base, they are very quick to protect their own because it's like that little brother thing. We finally have something, right? We want to protect it. Mm-hmm. And maybe you hear what you want to hear, you don't hear what you want to hear. Yankee fans, you may not agree with the booing, but you're going to be like, hell, you know, I understand why that guy booed. There's just a different difference in the fan base there.
That's ridiculous. A couple things. First one, is Aaron Judge the king of New York? Because if he was, you wouldn't be booing him in June.
We'll get those results.
Do you think the best world leaders don't get criticized? No, every time they're kings of their countries?
Well, then you don't deserve him. And he should have went to the Giants, quite frankly. If I was him, I would have left too. I just got out of here because I'm going to be booed in June when I'm going for a triple crown. Because what, you sat at a baseball game in the fog? You're not oppressed. Relax, all right? You drove to a baseball game and you sat there and stuffed your fat face. And I'm talking about you, not the other people there. And you're going to boo because what? You didn't see a couple runs get scored from a team that has won your entire life? That's number one. Number two, since you have a lot to say about Met fans and you want to read my texts on the air, allow me to go to the group text that I am in with Sean.
I don't think we should do this.
No, we should. So, Sean, a couple questions. Am I the only Met fan in that group chat?
I have no idea.
You know. I'm the only Met fan in there. It's filled with Yankee fans. Mm-hmm. Chris Lapresti, John Dostremski, Sean Marash, and others that are Yankee fans. Sean, what time did the Yankee game end last night? Give or take.
Around 9:45.
Okay. So, in our group chat, there were two texts total sent about the Yankee game from Yankee fans. Good text. Marash called them gutless. Our buddy Mike Carver said, team sucks. So he's kind of like Randy Quaid in American League or whatever, the Major
League. Major League.
Yeah. You want to know how many texts that same group chat sent about the Mets? 30.
Wow.
Juan Soto's an idiot. Francisco Alvarez sucks. So why don't you worry about your own team? And maybe some of you should have commented on your own baseball team instead of going to the bar to drown your sorrows in the Mets. Because that's what you did.
Why are you so focused on the Mets?
Hold on. This is so out of context. The Met game ends an hour later than the Yankees. We were over the Yankee game, and it was controversial. They had blown
over
the game.
You didn't say anything. You basically said one comment before the game even basically got started.
Suck. Now to the Mets.
They suck, but let's really dig in on the Mets.
Was the last couple innings of the Met game not more interesting than the last couple innings of the Yankee game last night?
I would just say that's not little brother behavior to worry about the other team in town.
The innings of the Yankees games over the last 4 days have been interesting.
Exactly. So we were chatting. And just to add one more cherry on top, I should throw the Knicks fan base in there with the Met fan base because, again, when the Yankees get eliminated, we're pissed off, we're booing. When the Knicks get eliminated, they all clap in the streets and wait for Jalen Brunson to get out
of
his car.
Well, that was last year, and we already discussed why they did that for Josh Hart and others.
Just follow the real fan base.
We do need to be fair about this. I mocked the Knicks for that last year. This year, when they got eliminated, they fired their head coach. Right. I mean,
the fans didn't.
They didn't, but some of them wanted them to. Like, they were Knicks fans in favor of that. It's very different last year to this year. I think the most compelling point Tommy made, you really boo your king in the middle of June?
Yeah.
I mean, that is the biggest argument against Aaron Judge being the king of New York, that you're sitting here justifying booing him while he's having this kind of season. And I do want to remind everybody, and I have received an update, not in terms of vote totals, but in terms of that there is a lot of voting going on right now.
Yeah.
WFAN is being canvassed for who is the king of New York sports votes. And on Friday, at Fanatics Fest, got a lot of big things going on. Is there any other big thing you want to announce, or are we waiting on that?
We'll wait for another hour.
Okay. We'll wait for another hour. There's a lot of things going on when we're there on Friday, live from Fanatics Fest. But one of the things is we will unveil the official vote on who the king of New York is. And the beauty of it, Tommy's agreed to it, Sean's agreed to it, we've all agreed to it. Whoever is the king will have to be referred to as the king for the rest of the summer. So if that king is Jalen Brunson, anytime Sean mentions him, he has to call him King Brunson. If Aaron Judge is the king, anytime Aaron Judge is mentioned, Tommy needs to call him King Judge. Or somebody else. Maybe it's Lindor. Maybe it's Soto. I have no idea. Maybe it's Pete Alonso. Maybe it's Igor Shesterkin. I don't know. Probably not.
He didn't win either. Can I just add one more question to that? I can't believe this is going to be such a bad Tommy-like question. You have stated that Tommy on his Lugauers needs to refer to them as the king for the rest of the year. Or
the Lugauer is an extension of our program. Okay. So, yes, he would be bound to have to refer to the king by the official name king during his Lugauers.
But Tommy does not have to do that on any of the weekend shows he does. Tommy and I will be doing a special Sunday show from Fanatics Fest at the Javits Center.
I'll answer that question.
Do we combined have to do this?
Absolutely. Because it's at Fanatics Fest, it's the site of where the announcement took place, it's fresh off the announcement. Yes, I think that any time that person's name is mentioned, you have to say it.
And you all together is an extension of us.
Correct.
Okay, you all individually is just you.
Got it. Okay. I don't want to get in trouble on Monday because I can see Evan doing that.
Look at Tommy's face.
Well, because
he's like, what the hell?
I'm giving that face, not just the family tree that you laid out there, but also... You could hear it in Sean's voice.
He's very nervous.
No, the opposite. He's very cocky and confident.
You think so?
Yeah, because
he
keeps saying...
We're going to talk a lot of Knicks Sunday morning.
No, he keeps saying, you know, when Tommy does his Lugauer, when Tommy does this, he thinks it's a foregone conclusion that Aaron Judge is going to be voted the king of New York. That's why he's asking these things, because he thinks that I'm not going to do it. He's not saying, well, when I fill in for Tommy, or when I'm doing this, or when I'm doing that, it's all about me.
Just remember this, and elections are certainly indicators of this. Look at some of our recent elections. Timing is everything.
Yep.
And sometimes events that occur right around the elections greatly impact the results. Right now, let's take Brandon as an example, because BT is a Yankee fan and is a Knicks fan. Now, I don't know what he's thinking out of respect for him, but if you ask Brandon tomorrow, if that's when he's polled, hey, who's the king of New York, and Aaron Judge is in the middle of a 2-for-23, that could slightly push him to Jalen Brunson.
No chance! No chance. We just talked about how Aaron Judge is leading Major League Baseball in every statistical category.
I understand that.
He's still hitting 371.
I totally get that. But if the Yankees are continuing to get shut out, you just heard Sean say he booed Aaron Judge. If you have somebody on the fence about Brunson versus Judge, it's entirely possible this slump could hurt Aaron Judge.
Right, and Brunson not playing at all helps him a little bit because we have forgotten about whatever transpired during the end of the playoffs.
I do have an issue with Jalen Brunson that I'd like to address, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. And maybe this is my fault. Maybe this is really an Evan problem more than it is a Jalen Brunson problem. But Jalen Brunson tweeted something yesterday, and he tweeted something very mysteriously. And as he tweeted it, I was like, uh-oh, what the hell is going on? Did you guys see what Jalen Brunson tweeted last night?
I did.
I did, too.
9:50 at night, he goes out and he just simply says, very matter-of-factly, with no context, I am genuinely confused. Now, when you see that, are you not worried it's about the coaching search?
What else would it be about?
I don't know. Did you see? So you guys saw the tweet without the follow-up?
Yes.
What did you think?
I didn't think the worst, but I figured everybody else would. But I just know Jalen would never, even if he was feeling that way, would never tweet something ambiguous like that out.
What did you think, Sean?
Yeah, Brunson doesn't strike me as that kind of athlete. You know what I honestly thought? I thought it was something he meant to text somebody that fired off as a tweet instead.
Interesting. So I had a discussion with a dear friend of mine who's a part of the Coalition of Nick Haters, and he thought it was a Philadelphia Phillies-related tweet, thinking it was about the Castellano suspension.
That's actually not a bad guess.
Very good guess. Now, Jalen reveals it, Tiki, within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
This is what he writes. Damn, my bad, y'all. I was talking about Love Island.
Seriously?
This guy. That is...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So disappointing. Love Island.
Love Island. Is that the show where everybody's making love on an island?
I mean, I would assume so. I've never watched said show, so I don't know.
I only know the show from afar because it's hosted by Ariana Maddox, whatever her name is, from Vanderpump Rules, which I'm a big fan of. So I've never actually watched the show. But based on the title, I think you're onto something.
Is that what's going on?
I know DeVito and Jackson Dart watch it.
I was just going to play that audio. There are two New York athletes who have discussed going on the show together.
Really? They want to go on Love Island?
Yes.
And what do? Do they meet women on the island?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty bad.
Is everybody single? It's not like Temptation Island.
Yeah.
Where it's
not to play Austin Powers, but I think they're looking to shag.
Gotcha.
Ooh, I like that.
That's interesting. By the way, you have a long history of giant quarterbacks doing that because Jesse Palmer was The Bachelor.
Jesse Palmer.
So you guys have done that before?
Yeah. He's now hosting The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I talked to him yesterday, coincidentally.
How about that?
That's crazy.
So Jalen Brunson, I think he did that all on purpose. Right. I think he was having a lot of fun with us sickle fan sports fans. I'm genuinely confused. I'll get everybody hot and bothered in a lather. And then he says, damn, my bad, y'all. I was talking about Love Island. Unbelievable. Let's go to Robert in Queens. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, guys. The best show on radio, period.
Thank you.
Listen, Tiki, I don't know how you sit there with that teen troller day in and day out. This guy sat for the last 2 weeks, especially when Lugie wasn't there. The Knicks have a plan. No, why are you guys getting on the Knicks? The Knicks have a plan. No, no, they have a plan. They're good, the Knicks. He's laughing at all us Knicks fans, and he's saying, they are so stupid. I love it.
Right. They make don't the actually Knicks have a plan, which and is exactly what I said.
That's exactly correct. But Troller over there is sitting. He is laughing. He's coming home. He's saying, hey, Jed, give me a high five. I got those stupid Knicks fans again. I told you. Sean, Lugie, it just called the Troller out. Evan, go ahead. How big is the smile on your face now?
I'm smiling because it's very creative.
Because it's so true.
But it's not true.
Because the plan's going to be when they randomly pick somebody out of thin air. That was always the plan.
That's what Evan's going to say. Evan, how happy are you that they went from the Eastern Conference Finals to being the laughing stock that they always were for the last 20 years?
Robert, I know you're not going to believe me. Them being referred to as the laughing stock is a disgrace. Mm. It's a disgrace that you say it. It's a disgrace when Charles Barkley says it.
It's only going to be a laughing stock if they swing and colossally miss.
Well, hold on. I don't know who they're going to hire.
We'll all have
strong opinions on who they do. But I swear to you, while I am laughing at his phone call and I appreciate his creativity in thinking he knows what I'm doing, it is not true whatsoever. I think the way the Knicks are being talked about via the national media and some locally, I think is actually disgraceful. Hmm. I don't think the Knicks are doing anything wrong. And you guys don't have to believe me. You could think I'm trolling, but the real Knicks, the diehard Knicks fan knows. They know that they have been trolled by the national media for decades. And it's like a drug to them. They had to quit it because the Knicks are competent. How could they troll the Knicks? And they found something. What if I told you that I've heard for years teams routinely reach out to other teams to find out if active coaches are available? You know what the difference is? These teams around the league, they hate James Dolan. They don't like him.
Well,
so they leak it out to make the Knicks look bad. But teams have always asked about coaches that are employed.
Right.
That's not me making something up. That's true.
Of course it's true.
So then why are the Knicks being mocked?
But I'm sure those teams were in the lottery. The New York Knicks were in the Eastern Conference Finals.
And they're the first team to have success and fire their coach?
No.
So then what's the problem? They realize Tom Thibodeau can't take them to the next level. They made a ballsy, gutsy decision. Why are they being mocked for that?
They're not being mocked. I think they're just being, people are confused on what the direction is.
They're being confused
I think the reality is they don't know what the direction is. That's not a bad thing from their perspective, but they don't know what the direction is.
Who, the Knicks or the fans?
The Knicks.
The Knicks
clearly don't know. That's why everybody's upset.
But the Knicks are doing something that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Let's keep these things together. They decided Tom Thibodeau isn't the answer.
Yes.
They have now begun a wide search for his replacement.
Evan,
what is wrong with
that? What we're saying is not mutually exclusive. Like, what you're saying can be true. What I'm saying can be true. It's just all about how you interpret it.
Yeah.
And what's more important to you? Finding the right coach or getting rid of Tom Thibodeau?
Do you think the Knicks should be mocked?
No, of course they shouldn't be mocked.
That's what our last call was implying.
I think the matter-of-fact statement is that they don't know what they're doing. Not that they're lost. Not that they're wallowing. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what the direction is.
But
they don't have this one coach in mind who they've got their sights set on, and they're attacking him with all their might, and then they're going
to
hire that
so
guy.
So listen carefully to what that caller said. That caller says, I'm loving the fact that, quote, the Knicks are the laughing stock of the league.
Yes.
Do you think the Knicks deserve to be the laughing stock of the league?
No.
Then you're with me.
Yes.
Then you're with me.
But I'm also saying... I don't think they have a plan on what they want
to
do.
Yeah, but let's get to the laughing stock part, because that's the part that drives me nuts.
I don't care about the laughing stock.
But that's what people think they are.
I'm not laughing.
I'm not laughing either.
I'm not laughing. I'm concerned that they don't know what they're going to do. And they could riskily hire the wrong coach.
Well, it's always a risk to hire the wrong coach. And right now, they have opened up the search. They're talking to two pretty damn accomplished coaches, and Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown. And we'll see who they hire. And I'll have an opinion on who they hire, whether I like it or don't like it. But this idea that the Knicks should be treated like the national disgrace, like this is 25 years ago, I'm sorry. I'm going to stand up against that because I think it's foolish. Mm. As much as it's repeated over and over again, like the Knicks are bumbling idiots, I'm not going to repeat it just because I want it to be true. Like, I'd love for the Knicks to be bumbling idiots. I'd love to point and mock. I'm not pointing and mocking. I'm being dead serious. Everyone who mocks the New York Knicks respectfully, you're wrong. That's all I'll tell you. If you want to say they're a disgrace, You're wrong. If you want to say that, the idiots, this is like 1999 is not fair. Right. 2005 all over again. You're wrong. And that's not me trolling. That's not me winking at you. That's me calling it like it is, as an IBO. And you could choose to believe it, or you could choose to think I'm full of crap. Tommy, am I full of crap?
You're not. I believe you. The national media is clueless. They either hate the owner, they hate us as fans. It's low-hanging fruit. It's, oh, I just got to work an hour ago. Oh, let's hit B. Yeah, the Knicks are a joke. They're not doing their due diligence. And that includes Charles Barkley, who went off on them. He has no idea what's going on. He can't even pronounce the players on the team's name. So he's going to tell me what's going on with my basketball team? Maybe figure that part out first, and then you could tell me if my basketball team has
a plan. You know what I realized, Tommy? I am going to follow you around the positivity of the New York Mets, and I'm going to do you a favor back. Follow me. What? I will lead you through this Knicks offseason. I will lead you because I'm looking out for your best interest. I'm looking out for the Knicks' best interest.
Now you went too far.
So jump on my back.
No, that I won't do.
And I will lead you.
I don't want you leading us anywhere. You are right in this spot, but you're leading nobody.
Aaron Boone has met the media ahead of tonight's game. This from Chris Kirschner. Aaron Boone says there was not a players-only meeting after the game last night, despite a report from Randy Miller. Multiple players also said one did not take place. And from Chris Kirschner, carry on.
Yeah, so I'll tell you exactly how this became very misleading. Mm-hmm. So this morning, actually it was early this afternoon, right before the show, I'd heard nothing about a team meeting. But there was a headline on CBSSports.com, not to just blame them for this, that said, Yankees had team meeting, and it was a link to Cody Bellinger talking to the media after the game. And so I listened to Cody Bellinger talk for about 3 minutes, and he never said there was a team meeting. He simply said, we've talked as players about we need to do this, we need to do that. And somehow him saying that got linked into a team meeting. So,
like I said before, who cares?
Right.
Honestly, who freaking cares? Some guys would, if there was a team meeting, would be like, oh, this is awesome. Other guys would be like, you guys are idiots, man. We're playing 162 games. Chill out.
The Yankees had a team meeting last year, I recall, back in July of 2024, as they were struggling at some point, and they did have a team meeting. I don't remember what it actually led to. The most famous team meeting over the last 5 years, and you could pin a hole in it, or you could say, no, this one really legitimized it, was the Mets last year. That after the whole Jorge Lopez glove-throwing incident, right, they did have a team meeting. They aired out, I guess, they need to be more communicable with each other. They need to call each other out. And whether it was a coincidence or not, and maybe it was, it obviously helped turn the Mets season around.
Right.
So I think that's added value to the team meeting because the Mets clearly had a turnaround associated with their team meeting a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think it really mattered, though, Teak?
No, I think Lindor going to the leadoff spot mattered.
Yeah. Maybe.
Honestly, more than anything.
Maybe not playing the Dodgers mattered. Releasing Jorge Lopez mattered. Maybe that was it. Maybe DFAing him and a message being sent of, here's a guy, right, and they just got rid of him. Maybe that put it together.
I'm evaluating all of you all.
But you know what the funny thing is, Teak? Whether you're right about that or I'm right or we don't know, the legend of the 2024 Mets will forever say team meeting led to success. Mm. Doesn't even matter if it did.
Right.
So, yeah, I think because of that, when we hear team meetings, we think it's going to lead to something. But yeah, this was fascinating because Cody Bellinger met the media for 3.5 minutes last night, and he never said there was a team meeting. He just said, we've talked a lot. So, does that make you feel worse now about the Yankees, Sean?
It does.
That they didn't have a team meeting?
Yeah, and I don't want to angry Lou Gower. Maybe we get more to this. I'm a little annoyed now because I think I was pumped up that there was a team meeting. also, just a little slight other breaking news from Mike Puma. It's a day ending with Y and with the Mets in town. The tarp is now being pulled onto the field in Atlanta.
Are we surprised?
We're never surprised.
Never.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.